Brian, you and I were talking just the other day and talking about this being, if nothing else, a less distracted session with all that went on with the Greitens affair and all that. There was a lot of distractions for our lawmakers from the business of the people last year. They are actually back to that this year.
You know, it's one of those things that last year the focus was so much, John, about impeachment, and despite all that, it really just dominated coverage. It also was exhausting, literally, because there were so many other big issues that were going on, for instance, bourbon virus and other big hearings that I tried to cover. It was hard to do all that with everything going on. This year, while there has been certainly nothing about any scandals or anything like that, things have gotten a little heated at times when we talk about the Department of Revenue or we talk about Clean Missouri. And while, you know, sometimes they get a little heated, certainly nothing compares to what we were looking at a year ago. But still, things are interesting. We're kind of about one-third of the way through the legislative session. A lot of things on the table and some big things going to be coming up. Today, for instance, a big bill is going to probably be filed about carjackings, which is a huge issue in the St. Louis area. So with something like that, John, and anything else that gets filed this late in the session, I mean, we're almost to March, time would be of the essence. But again, it points out that we still have issues that come up even during the session, even almost a third of the way through.
Well, you mentioned that Attorney General Schmidt is behind the carjacking bill.
Yep.
I imagine that would give it a little extra. Does it give it a little extra oomph, do you think?
Yes, it does, because he is a former state senator, so obviously he is someone who, it gives it oomph, and also he's bringing in the St. Louis police chief with him. That will help with, I'm sure, Democratic lawmakers. Senator Onder is going to carry that bill in the Senate, but it's a big issue. You know, if you guys, and I know you guys obviously read some of the news accounts in St. Louis, it seems like almost every day you read about an elderly person being carjacked at a grocery store in the St. Louis area. Schmidt is saying there were more than 300, think about that, more than 300 carjacking incidents in 2018 just in the St. Louis area. That's almost one per day if you think about that. And that doesn't even account for the rest of the state. But that seems to be the area where most of them are taking place at. But yeah, Attorney General Schmidt will be holding that press conference at the old post office in downtown St. Louis this morning at 11, and Jill Enders will be covering that for Missouri Net.
KWOS Open Air, Missouri Net. News Director Brian Howsworth in with us this morning on KWOS Open Air. Brian, you alluded to some of the heavy-duty discussions the director of the Department of Revenue got last week. Referenced the tax refund deal and what that means for the average taxpayer out there. Some folks out there, this caught people's attention in a big way when it hits that close to home, didn't it?
It does, and I have covered two hearings now, John. There'll be a third hearing, even though it's not on the House schedule yet. It's not posted on the House website. There's going to be a third hearing on Wednesday at 12:30. I've confirmed that with the chairman of the Oversight Committee, Robert Ross. But in a nutshell, a couple things that I can say. Number one, it's extremely complicated to the point where a lot of the lawmakers, when Director Walters, the Director of Revenue, is testifying, over and over again, he makes points, and it's hard for them to understand what he's saying. It's hard for me to write about it, so I'm trying to describe it as best I can. But two things have happened based on his testimony. It's a little confusing because in the first hearing, he indicated it was more about an error that dates back to 2004. In the second hearing, he says the bigger part of the issue has been the federal tax cut. But those are the two issues. Number one, there is according to the Department of Revenue, there was a long-standing error involving the federal tax deduction that dates back to 2004. DOR took care of that and made some sort of a change in September. They waged what he calls a social media campaign. Lawmakers dispute that. If we want to touch on that, we can. But they dispute there was any social media campaign. And then the second aspect of it is there was the Federal Tax Cut and Jobs Act at the federal level. And Walters is saying that some people that were expecting larger refunds will get smaller ones. On average, according to him, he is saying that state tax refunds are down by about $80 per taxpayer. I don't know if you guys have had calls from people, whether it's impacted them or not. Some people I've talked to, it has. Others, it is not. But it is something that is going to be discussed again on Wednesday. And this was one, John, where the governor himself got a little frustrated after the first two hearings. He issued a statement, and he points out that the director has testified at 10 hearings. Now, some of these, when he says 10 hearings, some of those are at budget hearings where there wasn't a lot of media. The two big ones have been the Oversight Committee hearings that I have covered. He's going to go testify again. But the governor used the word political grandstanding in his statement. He said, "Our office," this is a direct quote, "our office is aware of the decade-old mistake that was found in the withholding tables and have worked with the department to correct the problem and focus on solutions, not political grandstanding," end of quote. That is a direct quote. From Governor Parson, that's a strong statement because he has generally, I mean, you see him in the Capitol, he's worked with lawmakers on both sides. So when he says something like that, you just sense some of the frustration there. Point is, the lawmakers are going to proceed. They're going to have another hearing on Wednesday, and Walters looked for him to get grilled again.
And it's not just the Democrats that are grilling him, it's the Republicans as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the point. Some people at the Capitol have said this is the Democrats hammering Walters, but I've been at the committee hearings. Robert Ross and Nick Schroer have led the effort on this. They are two of the most conservative Republicans in the legislature. Ross is from UConn. Schroer is from O'Fallon. And then you have Democrats, yes, Crystal Quaid, who's not on the committee, but she's ex officio, so she's been participating in the hearing. She's fired up about this. And you have Peter Meredith, a Democrat from St. Louis. All four of those generally have the same position on this. So really, this is not an R versus a D issue. It is more about this oversight committee, trying to hold the department accountable. Now, the one thing that Walters has pointed out that's very important is there is a dedicated phone line that's set up. And if people that are listening, if they need help, there is a dedicated phone line. It's a Jeff City number. It's 573-522-0967. I've tried to put that number out over the air so people can call it because it's really, I can't find it on their website, but that's the number that people can call in. And then they also, DOR has placed cards at every license office, and they're also mailing flyers. A lot of these flyers have already been mailed out. They're going to employers around the state, and they're asking the employers to post them in the break room. So we're probably looking at a one-year deal here, but if people find that they have an issue, what they're probably going to need to do is change their W-4 and the amount that is withheld.
Ryan, we're going to talk about the budget a little bit too, but it was brought to our attention, there are a whole lot of bills up there at the State House right now dealing with some criminal justice reform from a very positive angle this time around.
Yeah, it's something that has bipartisan support, John, in criminal justice reform, probably more this year than we have seen, and that's something that's been a top priority for House Democrats, particularly the Legislative Black Caucus, but it's also a priority for Governor Parson. There's a bill that is moving its way through the House that changes the percentages that as far as nonviolent criminals, how much time that they are required to serve. That is something Brandon Ellington, the House Minority Whip, talked about Thursday at the House media availability. That's working its way through. And there are a number, and there's probably more than this. This is just what they talked about. There's about a dozen bills that House Democrats and the Legislative Black Caucus focused on involving criminal justice reform. They had a press conference. It wasn't last Monday. It would have been the Monday before that I covered. And there's some bills in there they're pushing about reentry, for instance, helping prisoners to find jobs. That's so important because when they get out, one of the biggest keys to recidivism is, are they able to find a job? So that's something that Representative Franks and Representative Ellington have worked on. There's one about marijuana expungement for small amounts of marijuana. That's Barbara Washington's bill. And there are other issues as well. Lakeisha Bosley, who is, you might recognize that name, that's the former mayor of St. Louis, Freeman Bosley's sister. She spoke at the press conference 2 weeks ago, and her bill, John, has to do with DNA exoneration. Right now, and there's probably only 10 to 15 people who this statute's applied for, but if someone's exonerated, it's a huge issue. If you're exonerated by DNA, you're allowed, I believe, $50 a day to basically get restitution. That's the term they use. Her bill would move that up to $100 per day in this fund. So those are just some of the bills. There's a lot more than that. Then the governor has proposed closing the Crossroads Correctional Center and consolidating with the other prison in Cameron. So huge issue. Again, like anything else, though, the question is how much of those will get through in the time frame that they have.
Well, and another thing that is being talked about, that there are questions whether it can make it through in time, and if there are the votes to back it up, would be the car inspections bill. And that's something that we talked about a little bit earlier today on the News Watch. Fill us in on where that is and what that bill is and does.
Yeah, that bill, it's a perennial bill. It gets filed most years. It's sort of like, I call this like the motorcycle helmet bill and some things like that you kind of expect every year. Right now, it's every other year that you have to have a car inspection. I believe the way the statute reads is a car over 5 years old. It used to be, back in the day, every year, annually, you'd get a car inspection. But this bill would stop vehicle inspections, and it's moved its way through the House. It was given initial approval last week. Now, it needs one more vote. It's very possible it'll come up today. Fentanyl's probably going to move ahead of it today. On the calendar, they gavel in at 4, and usually on a Monday they work till around 6 because there's committee hearings at 6. Doesn't mean they can't work past that, but that's going to pass in the House. The question is, will it pass today or tomorrow, and then it would move its way to the Senate. But there is definitely opposition to that. Let me clarify that. When I say it's going to pass, it passed initial approval. I was down in the in a committee hearing. People upstairs, I think it was Kurt Erickson of the Post, said the no's or the nays, if you will, were more. He heard more of those than he did the ayes, but they ruled the ayes had it. Again, without being there, I don't know that. But so there's going to be opposition to it. Certainly, the Tire Association has come out against that, and the mechanics, a number of car mechanics, have spoken out against that as well. That's one that's not a D or an R issue. There are Democrats and Republicans on both the yes and the no side on that.
Brian Howsworth, Missouri Net News Director, with us this morning, KWOS Open Air. Brian, we talk a little bit about the budget, some obstacles to overcome there, and we know the governor's State of the State address, something he talked about, pitched to the legislators of backing his plan to issue some bonds to fix Missouri's roads.
That is something that, I mean, clearly the governor wanted John to go with the 10-cent gas tax. I know he was put a lot of effort into that. People on both sides of the aisle did, and it failed. There's a number of people who say maybe that's because of the highway patrol being mentioned on the ballot. I've heard people say that, or other issues. There was also Olympic medals that were mentioned on that ballot. No serious talk right now about putting something on the ballot, although Senator Schott said last week at the Farm Bureau that at some point a gas tax needs to go back on there. He was frustrated about it. But what the governor's looking at doing, and this one is proceeding, is it's a $350 to $351 million bond issue that would repair or replace 250 bridges across the state. Most of those bridges, number-wise, are in the rural areas, although St. Louis region would get about $120 million on that. That's proceeding. They wouldn't have to raise taxes. They could do it right away, and that is proceeding. Dave Schatz talked about that at the Farm Bureau. The one thing that is not included in that, and you guys have run some of my stories, I've covered a couple of issues in Columbia at the Chamber of Commerce where they've talked about the Roachport Bridge, and MoDOT still says they need $200 million to replace that bridge, because if they have to rehab it next year, $15 million, they have the money. That's not the issue. The issue is if they rehab it, they said you're going to be sitting in traffic on the Roachport Bridge three on a good day, 8 hours on a bad day, all the way back to Kingdom City. And they have said that repeatedly. So that's an issue that continues to get attention. There's an effort to get a federal grant, all those things working their way through. But can you imagine sitting in traffic for 8 hours?
No, thank you.
Not there, that's for sure.
Well, Brian, as we get back to it with the legislature, like you said, back to work this afternoon, big emphasis this week as we're about to run out of time. What do you think is going to take up the time over at the Capitol this week?
I think the carjacking legislation, John, there's so many things that are huge, but this issue in St. Louis is so big. The Attorney General and the St. Louis Police Chief calling a press conference, I think that elevates it. And because Onder and David Gregory are going to have to file that bill, they've still got time, obviously. But I think that's going to get attention. I think abortion on Wednesday will get attention in Senator Onder. Fentanyl in the House today, and tomorrow, Bob Prudy's testimony about the Steamboat Museum. That's going to get, especially here in mid-Missouri, that'll get attention as well. The budget is always, and probably revenue. So not just one, but that, you know, all week we got big issues that all potentially lead stories.